Legislators in Alabama recently passed and sent to their governor a law prohibiting K-12 schools from allowing biological boys to participate in girls' sports. That same week, North Dakota passed a similar bill. Other states, about 30 altogether, are considering or have already enacted legislation to protect girls' sports and to prevent female athletes from losing medals, titles, and scholarship opportunities to males who identify as females. The legislation in Alabama and North Dakota sent a message that their states will not be bullied by the National Collegiate Athletic Association. The votes in these states came within 48 hours of the NCAA's warning that it will be monitoring states' legislative activity and will not send an NCAA tournament to any state that prohibits biological boys from playing on girls' athletic teams. The organization stated, "This commitment is grounded in our values of inclusion and fair competition. This is not fair. Anyone with a pair of eyes and common sense understands that biological men competing against women have an unfair advantage in terms of physical strength. The NCAA says it requires testosterone suppression treatment for transgender women, i.e. biological men, to compete in women's sports. But the effects of testosterone on the male body remain. A new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine affirms the athletic advantage of males undergoing testosterone-suppressing treatment over biological females. A compilation of other research shows that the muscular advantage enjoyed by trans women only falls by 5% the first year." Florida's State House was also quick to respond to the NCAA's threat by passing a bill banning biological men from women's teams. Senator Rick Scott tweeted a warning. "If you keep threatening the public with your woke, elitist psychobabble, the NCAA will not last much longer. It's good to see states pushing back against one of the woke sports organizations trying to force its insanity on us." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.